If we allow ourselves to be taken captive by the world's conduct and conscience, and the values of the world are constantly allowed to influence our thinking, we will find ourselves increasingly indifferent to the very person, Jesus, who died for our sins that we would be free. The subtle influence of violent television, the subtle influence of an immoral society, the subtle and persistent influence of cultural unbelief, pointlessness and hopelessness, which is despair, over a period of time creates people who see no good reason to be honest, to love the truth, to exercise kindness and courage. But Jesus, yes, Jesus came to not only set us free from those things, he also empowered us to not only resist, but to actually win against grief and despair, that we don't have to sit in a dark corner and cry anymore. We can win by sitting under God's umbrella of protection. Romans 6:8-11. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin, once for all, but the life he lives to God. So, you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus.